Now this is quite useful in JavaScript, which is there is a built-in property called arguments, which is actually an array, which is the number of arguments, which just holds the arguments of a function. So why is that useful? This allows you to have functions in JavaScript which have variable number of arguments. So you might have a function. This says that although you're instructed to place the arguments as I have here, x1 comma x2, I actually could have left those out and just found the arguments by calling by the syntax here. So if I have a function any old name, I then say var the some object equals any old name dot arguments. That sets that to the property arguments. Then any old name dot arguments, which is the same as argv dot length, is the number of arguments. And then any odd name dot argument of 0 or argv of 0 is the first argument, and so on. And the diaphound is quite convenient, just because in a lot of programming cases it is quite convenient to write functions which have variable numbers of arguments, because they can have options, and sometimes you might need two arguments and sometimes more or less, depending on the nature of the options. You can also find out where this function was called from. There is one slightly peculiar syntax. Well, maybe it's not peculiar, but anyway, you must have any odd name. You must have the name of the function there, or else it will not work properly. And the argument cannot be used on its own. It must be the name of the function dotted into arguments, which is what you'd expect.